This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hayya 'ala al-falah.
3 years before the Antichrist comes, there'll be a famine, there'll be a drought, they'll be hungry like never before. They'll be tired like never before. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 3 years before the Antichrist comes, 1/3 of his reign will stop, 1/3 of his produce will stop. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 2 years before the Antichrist comes, 2/3 of his reign will stop, 2/3 of his produce will stop. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 1 year before the Antichrist comes, there'll be no rain, there'll be no produce, there'll be nothing. At that time, a caller will call out and he will say that the Antichrist has come. The Antichrist has come out. Many fitnas have come and gone, but there is a fitna that is coming. Such a fitna that the whole world will come to know of him. Such a fitna that he has not come out in the history of Islam. Such a fitna that when he comes, many Muslims will become apostates. Such a fitna that when it comes, it will rock the imans of some Muslims. Such a fitna that many Muslims, such a fitna that many Muslims are unaware of. Such a fitna that every prophet warned his people against it. Such a fitna that when it comes, no tawbah will be accepted. Such a fitna that when it comes, angels from the heavens will descend with their swords out. Such a fitna that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, between the creation of Adam alayhi salam and the coming of the hour, there's no trial, there's no tribulation, there's no matter more greater than it. Such a fitna that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every prophet warned his people against it. Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Saleh, Lut, Yaqub, Musa, Yusha, Ilyas, Yunus, Ayub, Dawood, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam, to such an extent that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned his people about this fitna. He's no Musaylama, he's no Sajja, he's no Saf, he's no Abu Mansur, he's no Rashid Khalifa, he's no Bashar, he's no Ghulam Ahmad. He is a young man and he is coming. Whether you like it or you don't like it, his army is preparing for his arrival. The arrival of Ad-Dajjal. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, between the creation of Adam alayhi salam and the coming of the hour, there's no trial, there's no tribulation, there is no matter more greater than the fitna of the Antichrist. Wallahi, Allah has never ever sent a prophet who did not warn his people against it. I am the last of all prophets. You are the last of all ummahs. The Antichrist is coming. He is definitely coming. And if he comes while I am amongst you people, then I will contend on your behalf. I will contend on the behalf of every Muslim. But if he comes while I am not amongst you, then every person will contend on his own behalf. This is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who hears of the Antichrist should stay away. Stay far away. Stay far away. Why? Because there'll be a man who will think that he's a firm believer, But when he sees the Antichrist, when he sees the magic, the illusions, the tricks of the Antichrist, he will fall in the trap of the Antichrist. This is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Antichrist will not come until the Imams stop mentioning him. Until the Imams stop mentioning it, the Antichrist will not come until the Imams stop mentioning it, my brothers. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Antichrist will come when the deen of Allah has been taken lightly. This is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I seen myself in a dream and I was doing tawaf around the Kaaba, and there I seen a beautiful man, reddish, whitish in complexion, straight hair, water was dripping from his head. I asked, who is that man? And they told me that is the son of Maryam alayhi salam. He said, then I turned my face. There I seen a fat man with two eyes. One eye looked like a floating grape. He says, I asked, who is that man? And they informed me that is the Antichrist. My brothers, picture this in your mind. He's a young man. He's a young man. Muscular build. Red in complexion. Curly hair. His hair looks like the heads of snakes. Crooked legs. No children. Wide neck. His head sits on his shoulders. Hunched back. Kafir is written on his forehead. The literate, the unliterate, the educated, the uneducated will be able to read it. Blind from one eye. The other eye looks like a protruding out grape. And he will travel the world for 40 days. One day will be like a year. The second day will be like a month. The third day will be like a week. And the rest of the days will be like your normal days. And he will cause corruption. He will cause destruction. He will cause havoc wherever he goes. This is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, between the creation of Adam alayhi salam and the coming of the hour, there's no trial, there's no tribulation, there's no matter more greater than the fitna of the Antichrist. And remember, on that day, only the strong believers will remain. Those who live a life of disobedience, who live a life of sin, cruising around with the boys, listening to the devil's music, Mavado or Vibes Cartel, the fake designer wear, the Gucci, the Machino, the Armani, the Voy, the Ed Hardy, the Fly 53, no prayer, no nothing, clubbing, pubbing, taking pills. It's sad to say that people like this will fall in the trap of the Antichrist. Same goes for the women. The wannabe Bollywood actresses, straightened out hair, with the MAC makeup, with the high heels, with the tight clothing, the Chanel, the Paul's Boutique, the Miss Sixties, the Miss Selfridges, the Louis Vuitton, cruising around with their girlfriends, no prayer, no nothing, clubbing, pubbing, taking pills, no prayer, no nothing, is sad to say that women like this will also fall in the trap of the Antichrist. And we pray to Allah, be a Muslim, a sinner, or be a pious, I pray to Allah that Allah safeguards the Muslims from the fitna of the Antichrist. And the storyline begins. The hadith of Fatima bint Qais radiallahu anha, she says that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He sat on his minbar smiling. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you know why I have gathered you here today?" And the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That Allah and his Messenger know best." Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That I haven't gathered you here today to give you a warning, but I have gathered you here today because a man, Tamim al-Dari, has come and embraced Islam, and he has told me something with that which I have told you regarding the Antichrist. He told me that he has sailed in a ship with 30 men from two tribes. He says that the waves have been tossing them around and about for a month. He says that at the time of sunset, they landed on the island where they met a beast who was so hairy that they could not tell from its front to its back. We said, 'Woe to you! What are you?' And it said, 'That I am Al-Jassasa.' And then he said, 'Go to this monastery, go to that monastery, for there is a man who is very eager to know about you.' He says, 'We quickly went to the monastery, and there we seen a huge man with his hands tied up to his neck, iron shackles between his ankles, between his legs up to his ankles. We said, "Woe to you, who are you?" And he said, "Never mind who I am. Soon you will come to know who I am. Tell me, who are you?" They said, "That we are people from Arabia. We sailed in a ship where the waves have been tossing us around and about for a month. When we landed on your island, we met a beast who was so hairy that we could not tell from his front to his back. We said, "Woe to you, what are you?" And he said, "That I am Al-Jassasa." Then he said, "That go to the monastery, for there's a man who is very eager to know about you." He says, We quickly went to the monastery, and there we found you." Then the man in the iron chain said, "Tell me about the date palms of Baisan." We said, "What do you want to know about it?" He said, "That does he have fruit on it? Does he bear fruit?" We said, "Yes." He goes, "A time will come that it will not bear fruit. Tell me about the lake of Tabariya." We said, "What do you want to know about it?" He said, "That does he have water in it?" We said, "Yes, he has plenty of water in it." He goes, "A time will come that it will dry out. Tell me about the spring of Zughara." We said, "What do you want to know about it?" He said, "Does he have water in it, and do the people use it to irrigate the land?" We said, "Yes, he has plenty of water in it, and the people use it to irrigate the lands." And then the man in the iron chain said, "Tell me about this unlettered prophet." And we said, "That he has left Makkah and he has migrated to Medina." And then he said, "Do the Arabs fight against him? Do the Arabs fight against him?" We said, "Yes." He goes, "How does he deal with them?" Then they said, "That the Messenger has overcome them, and those who surround him have followed him." And then the man in the iron chains said, "Has this really happened? Has this really happened? It is better for them that they follow him. Now I will tell you who I am. I am the imposter. I am the Antichrist. And soon I will emerge. Soon I will be emerged. I will be released from this place. And I will travel the world. And I will enter city to city except Mecca and Medina. Why? Because there will be angels surrounding this place. Every entrance there will be angels with their swords out. That will prevent him. Prevent me from entering. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, striking his pulpit, he said, this is Medina. This is Medina. This is Medina. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that did I not tell you something like this? The companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Messenger of Allah, yes you did. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that I like the account given to me by Tamim al-Dari. Why? Because it agrees with that which I have told you regarding the Antichrist, regarding Makkah and Medina. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that he's in the Yemen Sea, or he is in the Syrian Sea. And then he said, no, he's in the east. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said this, wallahi, by Allah, my brothers, this shouldn't be taken lightly. Why? Because the Antichrist is coming, whether you like it or you don't like it. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the night of ascension, he met with Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, when will the hour take place? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, that Allah knows best. This knowledge is only with Allah. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he met with Musa alayhi salam, and he says to Musa alayhi salam, when will the hour take place? Musa alayhi salam says that Allah knows this knowledge. Then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and he met with Isa alayhi salam, and he said, when will the hour take place? Isa alayhi salam said, the only Allah knows, but what Allah has said, that a man who is the Antichrist, he will come. And then you, Isa, will descend. And when the Antichrist sees Isa alayhi salam, he will begin to melt and dissolve like salt melts in water. And the storyline continues. 70,000 Jews, my brothers, from Asbahan will join the Antichrist. I ask, do you know where Asbahan is? It is the land where Abu Bakr is cursed. It is a land where Umar is cursed. It is a land where Uthman is cursed. It is a land where the prominent companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are cursed. Is a place in Iran. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Antichrist, he will make a claim. And he will say in front of a big gathering that I am your Lord. I am your creator. Do you believe me? At that time, there will be two angels observing the situation. One on the right, one on the left. And the angel, when the Antichrist makes this claim, when he makes this claim, the angel on the right will say, you're a liar. But no one will be able to hear it. Why? Because the Antichrist will do such magic, such tricks, that no one will be able to hear it. Then the angel on the left, replying to the angel to the right, he will say that you have spoken the truth. But everybody will be able to hear it, and they will think that the angel has confirmed the claim of the Antichrist, and thousands of people will fall in the traps of the Antichrist. And then the Antichrist, he will travel with his army, strong, powerful army, and he will travel. He will meet a group of people and he will say to them, "Do you believe that I am your Lord? Do you believe that I am your Lord?" And they will say no. He won't even bother with them. The produce that they have been saving, he will walk past them and their produce will decay and will begin to rot away. He will travel city to city, village to village, country to country, and he will come across another group of people. And he will say to them, "Do you believe that I am your Lord? Do you believe that I am your Creator?" And they will say yes. And they will join the army of the Antichrist. The army will be getting bigger and stronger than the Antichrist. Remember, on that day there'll be a famine, there'll be a drought, they'll be hungry like never before, they'll be thirsty like never before, they'll be tired like never before. At that time, the Antichrist, he will point towards the clouds and he will order it to rain, and it will rain. He will see a barren land and he will order it to take out its greenery, its crops, and the followers of the Antichrist will eat from it. Then the Antichrist will carry on traveling, and then those people who don't believe in the Antichrist, they will be hungry, they'll be tired, no food, no nothing. But the army of the Antichrist will be living a life of luxury. Picture this in your mind. A young man, the Antichrist, big muscular build, red in complexion, curly hair, his hair looks like the head of snakes, crooked legs, no children, blind from one eye, the other eye looks like a protruding out great. An army, an enormous army, the superpowers with him, the superpower from amongst the jinns are with him. The power that he has, the river of water, a river of fire, a mountain of bread, a mountain of meat. He will carry on traveling, city to city, village to village, country to country, where he will bring out a river of water and a river of fire. My brothers, this is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he who hears of the Antichrist should stay away, should stay far away from him. Why? Because this guy will think that he's a firm believer, but when he sees the Antichrist, he will fall in the traps of the Antichrist. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he will remain on this earth for 40 days. One day will be like a year, the second day will be like a month, the third day will be like a week, and the rest of the days will be like your normal days. And he will travel city to city, village to village, country to country, and he will cause corruption. He will cause destruction. He will cause havoc wherever he goes. When he comes across another city, he will see a man and he will say to this person, "Do you believe that I am your Lord? Do you believe that I am your Lord?" And this man will say no. He will say, "What about if I bring your mother and father back to life and they say, 'Do you believe that I am your Lord?' Would you believe then?" He will resurrect two people, one in the form of his mother and the other in the form of his father, but in reality they will be two jinns. And the mother and father will say to his child, to their child, "Believe in him. He is your Lord. Believe in him." This wretched individual will fall in the trap of the Antichrist and he will believe in him. And then the Antichrist will continue and he will travel. He will travel to Medina. And he will stand on the salty area of the mountain. And he will stand and he will point towards the Masjid of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he will say, "This is the white palace of Muhammad." My brothers, 1400 years ago, was it a white palace? Today, when you look at it today, it looks like a white palace. How truthful is the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said that the Antichrist will point towards the masjid and he will say, this is the white palace of Muhammad. And then the sellouts, the guys who live a life of disobedience, the hypocrites, the disbelievers, they will be looking for a place of refuge. They will be looking for a place to hide. And they will run and they will enter Medina and Mecca. And at that time there will be an earthquake. The hypocrites, the disbelievers, the sellouts will exit Medina and join the army of the Antichrist. And then there'll be another earthquake. The hypocrites, the disbelievers, the sellouts will exit Medina and join the army of the Antichrist. And then there will be another earthquake. The disbelievers, the hypocrites, the sellouts will exit Medina and they will join the army of the Antichrist. Now, the army of the Antichrist is fully loaded, ready to attack. But at that time, a man will come. He will travel and he will say that I want to go see the Antichrist. And he will meet with one of the cronies of the Antichrist. And he will say, take me to your Lord. And they will say, do you believe in him? He will say, no. But one of the cronies of the Antichrist will say, leave him. Didn't our Lord say that if you have any dispute, bring him back to me? They will grab him and they will take him back to the Antichrist. And then when he sees the army of the Antichrist, this person is that person that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned 1400 years ago. This is the person that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the greatest martyr in the sight of Allah. This is that person, and he will say that don't believe him. This is the Antichrist. This is the man that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned about. And the Antichrist will say to him, do you believe that I am your Lord? He will say, no. He will say, is that the case? He will take his body into two halves and he will walk in through the gap. And then he will say, stand. And he will join back together as one. And then the Antichrist will say, now do you believe me that I am your Lord? And he will say, no. But now I definitely know that you are the Antichrist. You are the Antichrist. Agitated, angry, the Antichrist will grab him and he will throw him in the river of fire. Fully loaded, powerful army. They will go to Masjid al-Aqsa. And the battle will take place between the Muslims and the army of the Antichrist. When the battle is taking place, battle after battle, battle after battle, a time will come when the Mahdi is in the masjid, about to leave the salah off, and all of a sudden, Isa alayhi salam descends from the heavens, leaning on the shoulders of two angels. He will travel to the masjid, he will walk in, the Mahdi will step back and he will say, lead them off in prayer. And he will say, Isa alayhi salam, no. You lead them off in prayer. This is your people. These are your followers. You are their leader. And then at that time when the salah is complete, the walls of the masjid will be attacked. The Muslims, the army of the Muslims will come out. And the army of the Antichrist will come out. And there will be a final battle. And when the army of the Antichrist, when the Antichrist comes, acting all big and powerful, when he sees Isa al-Islam, he will begin to dissolve and melt like salt melted water. Victory is for the Muslims. Victory is for the Muslims. victory is for the Muslims. I end by saying that refrain from sinning, enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. It could be possible that the Antichrist could come in your time, it could come in my time. And what have we prepared for it? Fajr time, the masjid is empty. Dhuhr time, the masjid, there's only two lines. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, the masjids are empty. How are you going to defend yourself from the Antichrist without no prayer, no nothing? Make tawbah. Refrain from sinning. My brothers, and I tell everyone today in this crowd that memorize Suratul Kahf, the first 10 and the last 10. But indeed, these are the verses that will save you from the fitna of the Antichrist and from the Antichrist. I pray to Allah the Almighty that Allah safeguards all the Muslims from the fitna of the Antichrist. I pray to Allah the Almighty that Allah resurrects the Muslims with the prophets, the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the plane of resurrection. As I pray to Allah the Almighty that Allah safeguards the women from the fitna of the Antichrist. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب